All right, so I have here with me the president of AOPA Insurance Agency, Janet Pressler. Janet, welcome to the show. I have to put the emphasis on insurance because we want to make sure that people understand that, Craig, we know you are the president of AOPA.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. So tell me what is new and exciting in the insurance agency. I talk to your people all the time because I've got two airplanes.
Excellent. Well, yeah. Thank you for your business.
I'm a longtime AOPA member.
Super. Well, in the insurance group, the aviation is obviously our keystone. And the aviation group is located in Wichita. And while we basically...
Which only makes sense.
Absolutely. Air capital of the world. Why not? And we can write essentially anything that flies. You know, there are some things that are challenging, but they're challenging for any broker. And that's what we are, which I think is confusing. Some of our members think we are an insurance company.
This is good to know.
Yeah, what we are is a full-service aviation insurance brokerage. And what that means is we work for our policyholders.
Okay, this is key, though. Let's talk about the difference between calling an insurance company or calling a broker. I think people don't understand. What's a broker going to do for you?
Yeah, they really don't. A broker is somebody who works for you as the customer. So when you come to us with whatever type of aviation operation you have, whether it's an aircraft owner, whether it's a flight school, an airport, what have you, we're going to go out to the marketplace. So all of the aviation insurance companies that are out there that work with brokers, which is the majority, so there's about 11 or 12, we go out and get you all the options that are available so you can really understand what you're buying, not just price, but coverage. And the relationship with not only us, but the actual carrier. It really is important that this is a three-way relationship.
Yeah, because relationship is key. Yeah,
because when things go bad, you want to make sure that you have the right team on your side.
Oh, yeah. I have some experience with that, too.
Ooh.
Sadly. I had a crankshaft fail once on me, and you're absolutely right. I had, just in the whole process afterwards of dealing with what was an aircraft accident, and it wasn't my fault, and nobody got hurt, but the airplane was gone, and now we had the NTSB, and you've got my broker was key to reminding me, okay, you need to call these people. They want to talk to you. You know, you need to, and no, don't worry about that stuff. I'll take care of that stuff. You know, we'll get this part done. Here's your job. It's almost like you're a little dazed afterwards.
You are, and really that is the job of the broker. You know, it's the rubber meets the road in insurance when you have a claim.
Yeah,
and
got that right.
Similar to how AOPA as a whole organization, you know, we serve as the advocate for GA. Mm-hmm. And it's no different than when we boil it down to our insurance group. We're an advocate for not only our members, but our customers. Because you do not actually have to be an AOPA member to access the insurance group.
Very good to know. So where do people go to access the insurance group?
You know, obviously, you know, we put out a lot of marketing information to make sure that people know how to get us. You know, there is a website out there. You can get to us right through AOPA.org. You know, we're absolutely accessible from every AOPA angle that people have access to. So we're really easy to find.
Okay, so they don't need to log in anywhere. There's no secret passwords.
Nope.
Anything like that. They go to AOPA.org and they click on insurance and you're going to come right up is what you're saying.
Right. We're 800-622-AOPA. That's the easiest way to get us. You know, we've got our team in Wichita ready to answer the phone. And we also have all of our other insurance lines. So we really want to bring things to the table that makes sense for the AOPA members and the flying community. So aviation is our keystone, but we also do a lot of other things. So you know, we want to be part of our members' lives and make sure that they're protected, whether they're in the air or on the ground.
And I can tell you that just because you get the check doesn't necessarily mean that protection is done. I know that my airplane sat in a hangar for 3 years. You want to explain why 3 years?
Sure. Well, sometimes if you have a claim, and I don't know your specific situation.
That's okay.
But, you know, if things get into litigation, you know.
Let's just say there were passengers on board that weren't family members.
Aha. Did you feel you had the right coverage?
I did feel I had the right coverage. I did feel I understood it. And it was explained to me that it was the smartest thing to do to preserve everything because there were no liability claims.
Uh-huh.
And it had a very high liability coverage on the airplane that we covered because of the net worth of certain individuals who were partners in the corporation that owned it.
Well, it sounds like you had a very interesting claim.
Yeah.
Thankfully, that's not the typical for most of our customers that encounter a claim. But I can tell you one story just to underline the advocacy part of what we do. Mm-hmm. We had a customer that he had not a total loss, but a partial loss based on the insurance company's assessment mm-hmm. and the maintenance facility.
Yeah.
And they made a partial payment of $25,000, which is typical to get the parts ordered and get everything in motion.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, that maintenance shop disappeared.
Oh, that's a tough one.
It is a tough one. So as being an advocate for our customers, we made sure that that customer was really taken care of and that the insurance company went back after that maintenance provider and the insured did not have to worry about a thing. They got paid, they got a new airplane, got back in the air.
We had one like that where the oil filter was not properly reassembled after an oil change, and the engine stopped in flight.
Not a good thing.
And fortunately, all that the insurance company had to deal with was getting the maintenance shop to buy a new, not amortized over time, a new factory engine for that airplane. Because the engine only had about 200 hours on it.
Mm-hmm.
And those kinds of things are where the insurance company really goes to bat for you.
Right. And you want to make sure, again, that you have that partnership, that it's a three-way relationship.
Absolutely.
And your broker is doing the job for you.
Absolutely. Janet, thank you so much taking the time to visit us here on EAA Radio.
It was delightful.
This is Amy Labota with Around the Patch.